Last night, 37-year-old Jason Mizell was murdered. He was better known as Jam Master Jay, and he DJed for Run DMC. Many people credit the band with bringing rap music into the mainstream with its 1986 album Raising Hell and its remake of the Aerosmith song Walk This Way. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
About 20 years ago, Joseph Simmons, better known as Run, and Daryl DMC McDaniels were a couple of rappers from Queens with heads full of rhymes and a single. But in a 1997 NPR interview, McDaniels said they were missing one thing.
We needed a DJ, and that's when we got Jam Master Jay, who was the neighborhood DJ. He was like the best DJ in the neighborhood.
McDaniels had no reservations about Jason Mizell's talent. Simmons shared his opinion. They made it public.
Jay would set up his equipment in the park, and he'd plug it into the light post, and then we would play until the cops would come and stop us.
J-A-Y, all the letters of his name, cutting and scratching all the aspects of his game.
The three musicians grew up in the same neighborhood, admiring hip-hop pioneers Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, and DJ Starsky. Like them, Jam Master Jay created his trademark beats through scratching, working records forward and back on a pair of turntables. His beats were like a voice. Nelson George wrote the book Hip Hop America.
It wasn't one of these things where the beat just came down and it just kind of sat there. It was really much more like a band than it was a rap group.
Run DMC's album, Raising Hell, went multi-platinum, and the band filled arenas, became the first rap group in heavy rotation on MTV, and appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone. Their songs were part of the soundtrack of a generation. Author Nelson George shares the commonly voiced opinion that the members of Run DMC were the Beatles of rap. And Jason Mizell provided the pulse.
You would say he was either George Harrison or Ringo Starr. He was not an upfront member like Run or DMC, the two MCs, but he was very involved in the production of their records, and he was a big part of their stage show as well. He was a link between the old-school street MC DJs and the DJs who were part of a band, a hip-hop band.
In fact, along with producer Russell Simmons, Jason Mizell was responsible for the look of the band, and by extension, the look of rap. The velour hats, baggy black and white outfits, gold chains, and of course, the sneakers.
We make a mean team, my Adidas and me. We get around together, we're down forever, and we won't be mad when it's more than bad weather, my dear.
Nelson George says Run DMC should have been able to age gracefully. Their lyrics and behavior never celebrated violence, and they weren't stereotypical gangsters caught up in bi-coastal blood feuds.
They were a legacy band. They were a band that was going to play for the next 20 years, playing Run DMC hits forever. They were going to be one of those bands like the Rolling Stones of rap.
Like others who knew Jason Mizell, George is baffled by the circumstances surrounding his death. Two men entered the Queens studio where Mizell was producing a record and shot him in the head. Mizell left a wife and three children. The killers remain at large. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.